Importers and sellers of used refrigeration equipment have been given up to Friday, the 17th of this month, to register with the Environmental Protection Agency or be thrown out of business. It has been realized that energy generation and use play a major role in global warming, and used refrigerators and air conditioners consume a lot of power. The acting executive director of the Environmental Protection Agency issued the warning when he met officials of the Ministries of Environment, Science and Technology, Trade and Industry, Energy, SEPS, Ghana Standards Board, importers and sellers of used fridges, and National Association of Refrigeration Workshop Owners at Amasama near Accra. Asibi Bango Ekela filed this report.
Ghana has been going through periodic power shortfalls since the 1980s, with 1984 being the most severe. And while domestic electricity demand is growing at 7% per annum, a significant proportion of electricity generation goes to waste due to inefficient appliances. It is against this backdrop that Parliament passed 3 laws on energy efficiency to ensure consumer welfare, take away the strain on power systems, and prove that Ghana is not a dumping ground for energy inefficient appliances. The Executive Secretary of the Energy Commission, Dr. Fuswa Henkwa, who gave the highlights of the banning order and subsequent refrigerator turn-in, said Ghana is obliged to phase out ozone-depleting substances, making a case against importation of used refrigeration equipment. Dr. Henkwa said most of them are not designed for the tropics, and some refrigerators could have leaking seals, weak compressors, and malfunctioning thermostats. He said while some could contain oils that can contaminate underground water, others could contain harmful bacteria, as some were either used in hospitals or laboratories to store harmful bacteria. Dr. Ahimpa advised Ghanaians to look out for labels when buying electrical appliances, insisting that the higher the class of label, the more efficient the item. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aite, in a message, entreated Ghanaians to support measures by the Energy Commission and the EPA to stop the importation of junks which have outlived their usefulness in their country of origin. She was not happy because most cities are littered with discarded unserviceable refrigerators for which the taxpayer will have to pay for their disposal. The acting executive director of the EPA, Daniel Amnalu, said all dealers in used refrigeration equipment who fail to register with EPA by Friday cannot sell their items when the ban takes effect. Though the law was promulgated 2 years ago, a 2-year moratorium has been placed on it in view of petitions and concerns raised by dealers in the trade.
Asibi Bangu Kela filed that report.